Hello again, everybody. Time for another edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1. We are streaming at newsdakota.com, and you can listen back to podcasts anytime you want. Just search out KQDJ Podcasts, and you can listen to those wherever you get your podcasts from. We're joined today by Rebecca Drehosh, and she is going to talk about an exciting school that's coming to Jamestown. Rebecca, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, Jamie.
Well, it's great to have you here, and it's great to talk about this because this is exciting. It is a classical Christian school that's coming to Jamestown fall of 2026.
Yeah, is that right? That's correct. That's what we're hoping to see happen. We have been working on this for about a year now, and we're finally ready to kind of present it to the wider community of Jamestown and start to gain traction with it. So we're excited.
Well, tell me about this Carmichael Classical Christian School. What is a classical Christian school? What is that about?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are kind of two words there that we want to key in on. The first one is classical. Classical education, believe it or not, began with Aristotle and the Greeks. It was the major form or philosophy of education. Starting at that time, the Romans then picked it up throughout the entirety of the Roman Empire till the Roman Empire fell. And then as the Roman Empire fell, it was kind of lost for a period until it kind of regained momentum in the Middle Ages and was used. It was used a lot, again, in England, and it actually is how the education system in America was started, was through this classical format of education. So it has a really strong history, and it's been proven over, well, nearly 2,500 years. It's gaining momentum all throughout the country. I'm sure that most of the people that are listening have at least heard of classical education, maybe have some questions. Mm-hmm. So classical education in and of itself is a model based on something called the trivium. The trivium is three clear and distinct stages of learning that we go through as humans in our development naturally. So the first stage is the grammar stage. The grammar stage does not mean like English grammar, that we're going to do a lot of punctuation and rules like that. The grammar stage is actually just talking about the parts of the world, all of the pieces. So all of the subjects, anything from the stars and science to math to actual grammar. Latin is a huge, huge key component in the classical structure. It's kind of seen as the center of all of the subjects. It kind of ties everything together. If you think of someone who's a doctor, they use a lot of Latin words. So our language comes from Latin. And then a lot of our terminology for the sciences comes from Latin. It seeps into everything. And so it is a dead language in that it's not spoken, but it's very much alive in our culture. And it was the language of the Romans. And we know that our American culture and our government and our society was very much structured after the Roman Empire, right? So there's a lot of carryover. Anyway, so there's this grammar stage, Latin being central in it, and then all of the various pieces. So you would have your earth science or your math and all these things, and you teach children those things when they're very young, and they learn very easily because they're kind of like sponges,
yeah,
right? They memorize. And so this grammar stage is kind of like looking at all the pieces of the world. And then you have the next stage, which would be the logic stage, or some refer to it as the dialectic stage, where children become able cognitively to think logically and critically in a way that is different than they did when they were younger. When they're younger, they're just curious, asking questions. What does this mean? How does this work? But when they become maybe prepubescent, their brains and their development actually change so that they can begin to think of things as sequential and logical and systematic. And so classical education harnesses that and begins to teach logic and reasoning and begins to show them all of these little pieces you learned about in the grammar stage. They actually go together in a very systematic way, right? And we want you to be able to harness that. It also deals a lot with conflict, which is something that people struggle with, knowing how to have healthy conflict. And it's a really important part of just growth, is learning to have good conflict. And so it teaches kids how to debate, how to be respectful when they disagree, how to present an idea or a belief or an opinion in a way that makes sense and is clear without being emotional about it in a way that's debilitating, if that make sense. So that's the second stage of the trivium. The third stage is referred to as the rhetoric stage. And it's the stage that you kind of see high schoolers or you see late teens, they become really, really focused on expressing themselves, self-expression, right? And so the rhetoric stage is that ability to clearly articulate and express yourself in a way that other people can understand what you're saying and be moved by what you're saying. It's a person with good leadership skills and clear direction. And so they go from this grammar stage where they're learning about all the world, and then this logic stage where they're learning how it goes together and how to make arguments that are systematic and make sense. And then it goes into this rhetoric stage where they learn to express themselves, their own ideas, but also teach others and kind of become a teacher themselves. So it's based on those three kind of stages of learning. So that's the classical piece. The Christian piece is, and these are two very different things. There are classical schools that are not Christian, but the Christian piece is that we believe God created the world, right? Mm. And he is sovereign over all of it. And he made everything go together. There's nothing that is disjointed. You can't say, well, I love this one part of God's creation, but this other part was done poorly, or it just doesn't make sense. Like it all is interconnected. And classical education helps us see those connections. It helps us see how math and English actually aren't two distinct things, but they very much coexist and work together for a whole perspective on learning and on life. And so classical Christian education aims to study God's world from a perspective that God has made it, that he sustains it moment by moment, that he has ordered it, and that we're creatures in it, and that our job is to know him. And so with our school, we're hoping to raise children who love the Lord, who think clearly about his world from a biblical perspective, who know him, and then who can turn around as they grow and as they mature and step into the world and proclaim, as they learned in the rhetoric stage, how to articulate and how to express themselves clearly. They can proclaim his glory to the world around them and to their children and their grandchildren and the next generation.
Wow, it's definitely an exciting prospect for sure. Now, the goal is to open this in the fall of 2026. Mm-hmm. You're having some informational meetings here coming up, right, to kind of explain to people and get people on board, right?
That's right, we are. So our first informational meeting is going to be at the library, Alfred Dickey Library, in the basement on September 23rd at 6:30 p.m. We're thinking it'll be probably about a half an hour of just a panel giving some information about the school and then some questions and answers and wrap up within the hour after that. So that one's September 23rd. We're having another one on November 7th as well. And there'll be more details about the location on that after this first one.
Okay. And so is this going to be a school for K through 12? Like, what are the age groups
here?
Yeah,
we are launching K through 12.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the reasons that we are doing that is because we actually have been existing as a co-op now for a couple of years. So a co-op is a homeschool group of moms who we have about 17 kids that we're educating, and our youngest is kindergarten and our oldest is in ninth grade. And so we have, I think, every grade except first grade this year. So for us as moms to make this feasible, we need a school that's K through 12, and that's what we're doing. So that's why, that's part of the reason the timeline is so far out. We're talking fall of 2026, is we want to have enough time to plan a full high school and do that well.
Now, people listening to this, and they would love to, you know, learn more about it, maybe get involved in it, perhaps. How do we go about doing that?
Yeah, we would welcome involvement and questions and all of that. You can contact me. I have a Facebook page. It's Carmichael Classical Christian School. You can look that up. My email address is on there, as well as the email addresses of those who will be part of the administration of the school. So you could contact any of us. You could come to one of these meetings. We would love to have you there and would love to get you involved.
Okay. And is it, are you raising funds to get to the school point as well?
Yeah,
is that part of it?
It will be part of it. So we will be fundraising. We have come up with our budget proposal, and our are beginning the fundraising process this fall. So we're hoping with that public forum that we're doing at the library to raise awareness, but also to see who would be interested in the community to support it and come alongside us and help make it happen. Yeah.
Well, it sounds very exciting. Rebecca, anything else you want to share with anybody before we close out today?
I would just like to say that I think we all care very deeply about the education of our children. And maybe the question that I get asked the most currently is why in a community our size, we would try and start another school. And our answer to that is just, we think that having a variety of options and opportunities for our children will benefit the community as a whole. We're all made differently, right? And we all have different propensities for learning, different styles of, I don't know, education are important to help shape the community as a whole. So I would like, I would just like to say that I think that for Jamestown, this will be really beneficial, and we're really excited to do the work to get it done for the community.
Awesome. Tell me again the Facebook we can look up.
Yep, it's Carmichael Classical Christian School in Jamestown, North Dakota.
So just look that up on Facebook to get more information. Rebecca's been great meeting you. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jamie.
You bet. That'll do it for this edition of Let's Talk About It here on Jamestown 107.1.